In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is finished. It is finished. This is what Jesus cried out in his final moment on the cross. They are risen, according to John's gospel. Jesus' last word before he gives up the spirit. It is finished. Why did Jesus say that? Because this is where Jesus said, mission accomplished. You see, the Son of God descended from above to fulfill a mission. A mission to save humanity. A mission destined from the beginning of time. A mission foretold by the Hebrew prophets of old. And now, in this final moment, as Jesus is lifted upon the cross, he is saying, it is done. It has been fulfilled. But there is a question that I think all of us Christians ask at some point in our lives. In his mission to save humanity, why did Jesus have to die? In the Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be killed. But why? Why was that part of the divine plan? Why did Jesus need to suffer and die to save us? Well, the humble answer is, we don't know. As a church, we've been grappling with that question for the past 2,000 years. The cross is mysterious. It's meaningless and elusive, like all of the divine things. But God, in God's infinite love, does not leave us completely in the dark. Because our scriptures reveal truth. We find them in the Psalms. We find them in the writings of the prophets. And perhaps most importantly, from our Lord himself. In John's Gospel, Jesus provides several illustrations to help us understand why we have to suffer in God's life. And one of those illustrations that he uses is that of a seed. When a seed falls to the ground, what must happen for the seed to bear fruit? Well, Jesus says, it has to die. The seed must die so that it can grow as a vine. And it is only when it becomes a vine that the seed can bear fruit. So who is the seed? Jesus is the seed. And as the seed, Jesus has to die. For it is only when Jesus dies that he can become the vine, the risen Christ. And it is the risen Christ who bears much fruit. And who are the fruit? We are the fruit. So why did Jesus have to die? So that we could be born. To use the language of the evangelist, Jesus gave us power to become children of God, the power to walk in spirit
and in truth.
But why did the diamond die? Why did Jesus have to suffer? Why did Jesus have to be flawed, beaten, mocked, ridiculed, and executed in the most degrading way? Well, Jesus provides with another example. When a woman is in labor, she experiences great pain. But once she gives birth and brings human life into the world, she experiences great joy. And so, like the woman in labor, Jesus has to experience tremendous pain so that we could have life. For Jesus tells us, before we can experience this joy of life, we must first experience the burden of pain. This is simply the reality of existence. And why the cross? Why did Jesus have to be crucified? Because as Jesus tells us, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. It is only through death on the cross that Jesus, with arms stretched outward, could embrace the world and draw all of humanity to himself. And so you see, the illustration from our Lord, we get a glimpse into the meaning of the cross. Jesus needed to be crucified so he could draw us to himself. Jesus needed to suffer so that he could give us life as children of God. Jesus needed to die so that he could be raised. And in being raised, raise us to him. Saint Paul says that for us to share in the eternal life of Christ, we must first share in his crucifixion. That before we can be born anew as children of God, we must join Jesus on the cross and crucify our own life. And so on this Good Friday, I ask us, all of us, including me, will you join Jesus on the cross? Will you crucify your old life so you can be born anew on Easter morning? Will you crucify resentment, sorrow, despair, anger, and righteousness? Leave all of those unholy things behind and look forward to rising with Christ? It is hard, isn't it? Letting go of the old. It is the patience. As our Lord teaches us, before there is joy, there is pain. So let us suffer with our Lord today, lament, cry out, weep. For on the third day, there will be joy. And we will say together, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Amen.